to something completely new. This is episode number 42, which we completely missed the opportunity to do the correct thing for 42. But whatever, we are jumping off of The Usual Suspects, which is a 1990-something movie. And it's a 90s style... 1995 movie. It's a 90s style action movie, but with a heady twist to it.
Yeah.
And this isn't this why Bryan Singer got to do the X-Men movies?
I think so.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. this is kind of,
if you want to know why they keep giving him the opportunity to fuck up the X-Men, it's because they go, but he made The Usual Suspects. He can do good things.
Yeah, he can. He just...
have been good. I actually liked Apocalypse.
I love the.
I don't get the negative reviews of it. That
I don't either. I mean, as someone who grew up watching X-Men, reading X-Men, like mm-hmm. it's you're not going to be able to tell the entire Apocalypse. These X-Men movies are going to be kind of episodic because that's all you can do.
Well, and we've hit 70s, 80s, 90s. I guess we're hitting Limp Bizkit next time with the 2000s. But
no, but it
I do know what that's going to be. It's a Dark Phoenix.
Ooh.
They're doing Dark Phoenix Saga.
Yeah,
for the next one. Yeah. And hopefully they don't fuck it up like they did in X-Men 3.
Yeah.
So
I really hope. Badassing herself out.
Kind of showing the Phoenix thing.
Yeah.
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 Doing her thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was kind of the teaser into the Dark Phoenix saga, which is supposed to be what they're doing next.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. As far as Usual Suspects. The movie I didn't watch it when it came out. I was 11. But,
I caught it on video.
Right. Yeah, you know. I saw it on video. I dated a girl. Everything's a winner.
Yes, but, you know, at some point you get script approval and you can say no. Maybe he got to that point during that process.
Probably not.
Because it was like that. K-Pax was his next one, like after American Beauty.
Yeah. The great Kevin Spacey.
Yes.
Who now does like, what is it? E-Trade commercials.
Yeah, because you move past your peak fairly quickly in the acting trade.
That's true. Well, you know what? It's one of those things where it's easy money.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. If you go live in another country, you're just amazed at what American celebrities are advertising for. Oh, abroad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they make so many shitty commercials.
Well, and it's funny.
That they barely know what they're saying.
Right. It's funny, and don't judge me, but the show Entourage that used to come on HBO.
Uh-huh.
I know, it's douchey to the nth degree.
Pictures from that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. But, no, that was one of the things that they covered, was that the main character, who was an actor... Like, they were like, yeah, you know, you can go over here and do this commercial for this random product in China for $1 million.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that.
I don't know why To the Nth Degree wasn't the name of your boy band.
I know, right?
Yeah. Totally should have been.
Should have been. I'll bring that up the next meeting.
At the next reunion, yeah.
But, but yeah. But, you know, and that's one of the things that they covered was that, you know, hey, you can go to China and do this commercial for $1 million.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, that's all I got to do? 30 seconds?
30 yes. seconds.
Done.
Did did cell phone commercials in Japan.
Which is hilarious.
They'd film like an action scene where he doesn't say anything, and then like at the end he'd be like, it's a CDMA-1. And that was his speaking line, because CDMA was just coming out.
Right.
Yeah.
And millions of dollars.
Yes, yes. I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, Japanese cell phone industry is pretty lucrative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and rich. And
yes.
I'm sure they have cooler tech than we do.
Yeah, sometimes. They have different tech. They go down different avenues.
I imagine that, like, Japan is where they throw all the shit against the wall, and then whatever sticks, they bring it to America.
Not really.
No.
The East Asian phone market is really, it's its own thing, because happened with the cell phones.
Yeah.
Where, you know, when the phones were getting smaller, that was because of Japan.
Yeah.
Because they were tiny when I was there in like 96, 97.
Because kawaii.
Yeah, because kawaii.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not kawaii. Yes. And I totally wanted one, but they were a PCS. It wouldn't really work.
I just brought it home.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. At the time, I would have had to attempt to sign it up on Sprint, because that was the PCS in the U.S. Yeah.
Garbage.
Yes.
Still garbage.
Yes.
Still garbage.
Yes. Speaking of garbage.
No.
Butch Vig was on the Nerdist Cut podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
What did he have to talk about?
Garbage, basically. I guess they've got a new album coming out, so, you know.
Oh.
She pulled it out of the can all the time and ate it.
No.
Oh.
No, we listened to it.
Okay.
It was great. They put on a really good live show.
I never made it to that. But.
They played in Atlanta.
They played in, is it Charlotte or Raleigh, like last week?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I remember seeing it on Facebook.
Wish I'd have seen it. I'd have probably gone. That'd have been a fun show. Hanging.
Nothing wrong with you being in your 40s.
I wouldn't know.
Me either. Until
exactly.
To like 2 weeks or 3 weeks from now.
Oh. This is going to become...
Still not mid 40s, though.
Right. You could still look good in your early 40s.
Yeah. This is going to become the Get Off My Lawn podcast starting on August 22nd.
Damn kids.
It already kind of is.
It is. Yes. Get off of my nerd lawn. Like.
Yes. Yeah. It's nerdy by nature, and it looks like the Naughty by Nature logo, but instead of the baseball bat on the bottom, it's a light.
Talk about it.
I remember our ska episode when I brought up Verbal Kent the song.
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
Amazing. Link 80 did a great song about The Usual Suspects. Even though we haven't actually talked about anything in the room yet, but that's how the.
You've had 20
fucking years to watch it.
Yeah.
Spoilers from this point forward. Basically, you find out at the end of the movie that the entire narrative of the movie was picked up by Kevin Spacey's, what we would say autistic at this point, character who just looked around the room and picked up information and crafted it into this intricate narrative. And it's amazing. It would be amazing in real life. I understand. But yeah, the reveal as he drops the coffee cup and starts looking around and seeing all the things that Kevin Spacey brought up throughout the narrative.
Was, I think, in movie history.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
blows the shit out of M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever it was.
Oh, Lady in the Water?
Lady in the Water, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was on the... I will admit that.
I like The Village. But Avatar, he's dead to me now.
Oh, yeah.
Open for a good, like, 4 or 5 of those.
Yeah, because if it was done well, it would have been amazing, and they could have made such a great franchise out of it.
I know.
Yeah.
Instead, they ruined it.
Yes.
Dead. Dead, dead, dead. Like, I think they even canceled the cartoon. Just dead.
Yeah, at least they brought back The Legend of Korra after.
Yeah, that's true.
So, maybe there will be a Korra movie, and it'll reawaken the...
whole Avatar
saga. The movie... The cinematic universe of Avatar, and then they'll do the Avatar prequels for the Korra.
That would be cool. I can do that.
But there's already a base. There's already a mythology there, so you don't have to make up your own prequels overwrought with trade disputes and other bullshit. But
most things.
Yeah.
Yeah, most things.
Yeah.
No, but really, this is one of the better plot twists in movie history, and it's, I don't know, I never...
Over-exploding crime drama thing... And you don't expect the cerebral twist at the end, which makes it even more effective.
Right.
It's like, in retrospect, we understand that it's an intellectual movie. At the time, going in,
it was
no one knew this.
Die-hard-ish,
yeah.
You know, and it's just overt actionness.
Yeah.
This was before Independence Day, but. I mean, this is when you had your Die Hard.
Yeah, it was in that era.
Yeah, that era.
Yeah, yeah.
Of filmmaking. So, I mean, it was...
The pre-franchise large blockbuster action flick.
Yeah, shoot 'em ups
era.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Now it's all franchised big action. It's not a franchise, and there's an opportunity that... someone might not go see it, so it could fail financially. Whereas if it's franchised, you can make an absolute piece of shit, and it'll still make $900 million.
Yeah.
Or you can make an absolute...
That movie bad?
I've heard it's really bad. That's but terrible. It made... They released it abroad first,
yeah,
and it made so much... was nothing. There will be another Warcraft movie because it did so well. But I heard I heard an interview with him on Nerdist as well, and he very much knew what he was making. He knew that this is Warcraft. This is a big franchise.
Right.
You know, we're going to make huge battles, and right. You know, it's like when I came out of Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow.
Oh God, that movie was terrible.
Yes, yes, the movie was terrible, but it was beautiful.
It was.
It beautiful. Was an amazing movie. It was awful, but it was amazing.
It was pretty.
Exactly.
That was all.
So
just pretty. Unfortunately, and the problem with actually, it's funny. because...
So with Warcraft, you know, you're not making plot. For most markets in that movie, you're not making plot. You're making big action, epic battle.
Right, it's action scenes with a plot wrapped around it.
Because the Chinese market is used to not... Yeah, large portions of the movie that are central to the plot because they offend the government.
Yeah, well.
So, yeah.
Did they have to do that with that movie?
Not with that movie, with other movies.
Yeah.
You know. Just, you know, I guess they swarm to action movies.
Right, well, I mean,
because
it's
there's action. There's action. American thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, plot is definitely an American.
No,
it's so not an American.
No, they would write it off as a cultural quirk or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. We don't need to understand it because it's American.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Because we can understand that battle axe, though.
I understand that battle axe.
Yeah. But the thing is with movies like that, they tend not to hold up as well.
Right.
Like, I mean, if you watch Sky Captain the World of Tomorrow today, you'd be like, guys, we're terrible. It's not even pretty anymore.
No.
It's why I actually don't think Avatar.
That was the only gimmick of that movie.
Right.
I didn't really feel the need to see it.
Right, and that's
and now they've got, what, three more coming out or some bullshit?
Yeah, well, I've seen it, and the plot's terrible. It's just not that mm-hmm. good. I mean, it's
but
only
it was
kitsch.
It's filmed all in 3D.
Right, its kitsch was that it was 3D.
Well, but the thing is... some things are filmed in 3D, and some are forced to 3D after the fact.
See, and I think we're past that now.
Okay.
You know.
Where the...
But, I mean, now that, you know, it's only kitsch is done by everybody, Avatar's kind of a crap film.
Yeah. Approach to 3D, which was...
Right.
You have, like, 9 flat layers... And, you know, so you see this flat guy standing slightly closer to you than this flat guy. So there was no 3D in the physical form.
Right. It wasn't rendered. It was.
Yeah.
Remember, like, when, like, the difference between, like, Super Mario Bros. 3 and Donkey Kong Country?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's so.
Super Mario, yeah, to Super Mario Land or whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, the movie holds up really well.
Mm-hmm.
I still enjoyed watching it.
Yes.
Action movies are always...
There's big explosions, and Bryan Singer does well with big explosions.
He does. He's Michael Bay light.
And he does okay with some plot.
Yeah. Unlike Michael. But it,
which is a divergence from the Michael Bay.
Well, and the funny thing about it is, I mean, you can watch the movie and know the twist, and then it just gives you more to look for throughout the film, which is really cool.
It gives it rewatchability,
right?
Because
which is that to me, that's why I could watch it again, you know. And mm-hmm. Oh, okay, well, cool. I didn't notice.
Kevin Spacey. Have you watched Stranger Things yet?
I am so far behind
on TV.
I'm watching through Mr. Robot which I'm very much enjoying.
I need to watch the second season of that.
I'm fighting through the second season of Mr. Robot right now.
Yeah.
Actually, it's good.
It involves actually getting the USA Now app to work. Doesn't it just crashes and does not work at all? So
yeah, the and it's actually good for USA because they once because
they don't have burn notice anymore.
Well, no, they, well, you know, for a while they had burn notice and Psych, and they had two of the better shows on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that nobody knew about,
right? But they had their audience. USA, but pro wrestling,
yes.
And so I'm glad that they've got another, you know, maybe this will sort of
yeah, with the over the top whoever with boobs hosting.
Yeah, I forget the girl. Yeah, she was always hot. Yeah, the movies were terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
They were good.
Yeah, it was MST3K, but you did your own commentary at home. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because they were real riffable films. But they,
it's like they set it up on the tee and you're supposed to knock it out at home.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Just have a couple beers with your friends and sit around and crack jokes.
Yes. Yes.
These movies suck. But they're cheap, so we're going to show them to you.
USA up all night. Yes.
Yeah. You're not the only person who remembers that. Because I've always been a yeah, I'm glad that they've kind of got another show that maybe will kind of kickstart them. And,
and if anybody hasn't watched Mr. Robot, the first season is on Netflix at this point.
Yes.
So everyone should be able to watch it. I don't know anyone who doesn't have Netflix at some point.
Yeah.
but Stranger Things is amazing. It's basically Stand By Me meets The X-Files.
Yeah.
Which is... And it's so well done. So well done.
The reason why I have to watch it is that I have a fairly diverse group of friends.
They hit the retro so fucking spot on.
I've got such a diverse group of friends. You know, I've got the very sports heavy friends. Mm-hmm. I've got my nerd friends. I've got my, you know, professional friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they all are in agreement that Stranger Things is awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I've got to go. I've got to watch it. But. I think I've got like two more Mr. Robots and then I'm caught up.
Well, we don't usually do the what have you been doing segment of the show. But...
what have you been doing? No just...
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm going to capture that. And we're gonna...
Yeah.
That's going to be a segment now.
No, they've... No, I mean, I don't watch a lot of TV anyway. But when I do, it's generally like half hour, like quick hit stuff. Because I'm not going to sit here for 3 hours and grind through a show anymore.
Well, we... What? Finished up Stranger Things and been kind of going through Gravity Falls now, which is basically cartoon version of Stranger Things.
Yeah.
which works out well.
Dollar out of it if they can.
If anyone would know, it would be Zach DeRocher. So
that's true.
If he's listening, he could let us know.
Yes.
Which, you know, 50% chance.
Yes. Yeah, send a pigeon. Do whatever you gotta do.
Not a Pidgey. We don't need more of those.
Yes. Send it in a Pidgey. Name a Pidgey. There will be a Gravity Falls movie.
Stick it on top of the gym in downtown. We'll find it.
Yeah.
In the 10 seconds that it's actually still up there, because somebody's going to beat the shit out of it.
Pretty much. Hey, dude, I came across a gym that had like 3 Magikarps. And I was like, this is awesome.
It's like, you people are the awesomest people ever.
Yes. Well, no, because I've got a route that I take when I go home, and I just capture all the gyms.
Well, it's like, I know there's no chance that I'm going to hold a gym at this point.
Right.
So
I try to get three or four real quick and then cash in for my daily bonus.
I grab one, cash in my daily bonus, and go about my way. Yeah. But when I take one, I usually throw my Ninetales up on there because most people hadn't seen a Ninetales.
Right.
And so I just throw them up there. This guy's pretty. You can look at him. If you beat the shit out of him, then other people will not be able to look at him. So. Pretty Pokemon.
Yeah, I usually just put some high level, whatever I have that's really high level that I don't use, like my Exeggutor.
I walked and got a Lapras.
Oh, so I hatched one.
Yeah, that's I walked.
Oh, yeah.
Hatched.
I thought you walked around and found one.
No, I walked until it came out of the egg. So, yay!
That's good. Well, I mean, there's really not a lot to talk about for the movie.
It's a good movie to watch, but
it's got an excellent twist.
There's a twist, and there's explosions.
It's not like there's anything topical or
earth
shattering about it.
You're right. It was a shit pick. You don't have to rub it in.
Absolutely.
So the question always is what.
I'm going to listen to a KMFDM record.
Okay.
How Rock. Came out like 2005.
Okay. I'm not sure I've ever listened to an entire KMFDM record.
Go for it.
I mean, basically, KMFDM is one of those. There's one or two good songs for the most part.
Right, which is why I'm going with this record.
Which are, and I understand that the rest of the songs are probably just as good, but they have one or two that are just so fucking catchy that that's the one you listen to on the damn record.
Right.
How Rock?
How Rock. HAURUCK.
I don't have any Apple products to partake of the Apple music. So.
That is
Now for the cheesy, fucking craptastic, who are you at part?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Oh. Well, I am at Woodle on the Twitter and the Instagram.
And I'm. Go.
I am.
If you see a gym, don't fuck with me.
I am
Woodle. Unless you're Team Instinct, in which case, support your local gym.
I am Woodle on Pokemon Go, and if you see a Ninetales on top of a gym, it's probably me.
Beat the crap. Unmercifully.
Yeah. If you're blue, you beat the crap out of it and build up the gym. But, so.
toast.